You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, July 7th, week 209. It's 2017. And since it's Friday, I screwed that one up. I even said Julie.
Julie.
My brain is a mess right now. It is clearly 4th of July apparently. In real life. Yeah, so let's try that again right now. Friday, July 7th, 2017, week 209 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
See, when I focus on it,
it's yeah, smooth. When you're actually paying attention, it works.
When I half-ass it, it just fails. Let's get into some Netflix recommendations. Yes. My Netflix recommendation is Free Willy.
Free Willy!
I feel like in a post-Blackfish world where SeaWorld had to like file for bankruptcy or whatever, this movie speaks volumes.
Yeah. The movie actually like did the opposite of what you would think. Yeah. In that it made people want to go see killer whales more.
Killer whales.
And the whole concept of the movie was to free the killer whale.
Yeah, but I think it was from like a... Didn't they free it to an amusement park, though?
No. No, they freed it to the ocean.
I think there was a
movie...
It's
in like an amusement park in a tank.
I think there was a Free Willy movie, because there's like a bunch of these movies.
Okay, so the second one's about... I think I've seen like... I don't think they ever free one to an amusement park, unless like there's a 4 and a 5 and a 6. I don't know.
Because I think they made one with like Bindi Irwin. Oh, Michael Madsen is in this movie? I forgot about that. Jesus
Christ. Oh, yeah. He's like the... He's like the adoptive father of like the kid.
I love him in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Spawn 3 sequels.
Okay. I think... I only remember the first two. Well... I don't really remember the other. I don't know if
it's yeah, like Free Willy is, or Willy is not so free. Sent to an amusement park.
Yeah.
Let me find the sequels. Okay, so there was one with Bindi Irwin called Free Willy Escape from Pirate's Cove.
Really?
Which I think also had... Yeah, it was a rundown amusement park in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same Willy?
No, it's a...
Okay.
It became stranded in the lagoon on his property. Names this baby male orca Willy. It becomes a big hit among park visitors at this rundown amusement park. But then the whale isn't eating due to stress. And then a competitor comes to the park to offer to buy him for $500,000. I think I'm remembering wrong.
Uh-huh.
There's like a boat in the second one, or in the third one. The second one is about I'm wrong. The second one has to do with like an oil spill.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Pollution and. Remember when that was our biggest problem? Pollution. Not like some dickhead president who didn't think pollution was a problem?
Yeah. Now that movie would be like, no, the oil people are doing what they should be.
Jobs. You want them to be unemployed? And then they're like, well, coal isn't a real job, sir. And he's like, well, I'd rather learn programming. And they're like, shush. You want to drill coal.
You want the coal.
And they're like, but I don't think you understand how few people are employed by the coal industry of yours, sir. He's like, I don't care. Because that's a real thing. Do you hear about that? Like,
What?
All these coal. He's like, I'm going to bring back jobs to the coal industry. And they're like, now with like the way coal operations work, they only need like 7 people to run a full coal operation that used to require like 200 people.
Exactly. It's not about the people and the jobs, because like they're employing less people because they know how to do it with more machinery.
So. It's like the cotton gin. It's like the modern day cotton gin.
Yeah, exactly.
Except without slaves. Yeah. I guess you could say coal miners are kind of like slaves. They don't get paid much.
It's a low wage.
Low wage.
Work.
Yeah, and they still get paid and they have their freedom. They don't get beaten.
That we know of.
Well, they die like on the job. And true. Like, did you hear about that one on Last Week Tonight? Where he, like, John Oliver called out that coal guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he, like, there's a mine collapse and he's like, oh, yeah, it was an earthquake. And then they're like, the local geological survey was like, there was no earthquake.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways. We're not going to talk about him because he's very litigious.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not have the resources of HBO.
True.
What movie are you recommending this week, Mike?
Mine is a movie about dinosaurs.
Also from the 90s?
From the 90s. It is a little animated classic called The Land Before Time.
Is this Land Before Time 12?
No, this is the first one. Classic. Okay. OG.
Because I think there's like 20 of these movies.
I know. And this, I did not follow them through to the 20 of them. But I did see the first one when I was a child, and it's a musical, and I enjoyed it, and it's...
With Littlefoot,
and it's kind of, like, starts out pretty dark, actually. I think he loses his mom, like, right away.
Always. Littlefoot is an idiot. Always gets separated from his mom.
Yeah, so they gotta go on a journey to get to, like, some place where there's food.
Where the rest of them are.
Where the rest of them, they gotta
meet.
It's
like Ice Age, kind of.
Yeah, it's like a team-up movie. They all different species are.
Yeah.
Coming together. Well, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
And that is my recommendation.
On Netflix today, Castlevania Season 1, Dawn of the Croods Season 4, Degrassi Next Class Season 4, Luna Petunia Season 2, 1 Mile to You, Life at These Speeds. Tomorrow on Netflix, Bad Santa 2 and Horse Dancer. And on Sunday, July 9th, Lion with Dev Patel, my arch enemy.
Hey, I prefer to say it's with that little kid who I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah, because Dev Patel's
that's like 50%.
Apparently not really or more in than the movie 50% that much.
Of the movie, I think. I think the kid's in it more than Dev Patel. Screen time. Dev Patel gets credit. Yeah, I'd like to see the screen time breakdown because, yeah, he's not in it as much. And
is Butter that movie that came out yesterday? Is that the one with like the butter carving competition?
Yes.
Okay.
That's with like Jason Bateman and Olivia Wilde, is it?
No, I think it's Hilary Swank.
No, I think it's Olivia Wilde.
Not Hilary Swank.
It's is it
Jennifer
Garner? I think. And yeah, it's a butter carving.
It's like a butter carving competition. I think Jason Sudeikis. Yes.
Oh, Sudeikis is in there too.
Okay, so it's Olivia Wilde, it just Jennifer Garner, Hugh Jackman, Ty Burrell.
No, there's no Bateman.
I don't think there's a Jason Bateman in this
maybe
one.
Maybe it's Ty Burrell. Who's the main character?
Ty Burrell. He's the champion.
He's the main character, though?
Rod Corddry is in this movie.
Huh. I'm totally confusing Ty Burrell for, like, Jason Bateman.
I think it's the one where you're thinking Bad Words.
No, I'm thinking Butter, but, yeah, like...
Yeah, because there's that little girl who also carves really well.
Wait, who's the main butter carver?
It's Ty Burrell and Jennifer Garner, who is his wife.
Okay.
For many years, Laura Pickler, Jennifer Garner, has relished the prestige and admiration afforded her as the wife of Iowa's longtime butter carving champion, Bob. When Bob is pressured to retire from competition so that someone else has a chance at victory, Laura decides to enter the contest herself. But when 3 formidable opponents also enter the fray, Laura vows to win at any cost, including her recruiting her stupid ex-boyfriend for a bit of sabotage.
Okay. I forgot Jennifer Garner was the main character in this movie.
Alicia Silverstone is also in
this movie. That's why I was confusing, because I assumed Bateman was the lead character.
Yeah.
But he's not even in this movie, so.
Oh, he's in that movie Extract.
I have never seen that.
Oh, okay. That one was a weird movie. It was when Mila Kunis was really, like, the hot actress to get in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was Mila Kunis, Bateman. I think Ben Affleck was in that movie as like a stoner. Like,
really?
Huh. It was a weird movie. Yeah, let's talk about our last 2 weeks.
Last couple weeks. Nothing too exciting for me.
Just work and...
Kind of just work. Yeah. Nothing that crazy. I went bowling a couple days ago.
I saw that.
Or was that yesterday?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. Yeah, that was fun. Hadn't been in a while. That was cool.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
Your brother's pretty active on that Snapchat.
I know. I was like, out of nowhere, he's just like, I'm going to snap everything.
Yeah, he sent me a snap just now while we were recording.
Me too.
I'm curious what it is. Do you see it?
Yeah, it's just the data point. It's just, that's view from my younger brother's apartment. Or, yeah, I guess his apartment.
Uh-huh.
Because he's got like a balcony.
It's just him? Or he has roommates?
No, he's roommates.
I was about to be like, damn, what's he doing?
There's like one, two. Well, I think it's like three bedroom, but three other people live there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's four people.
Four people, three bedrooms?
Yeah.
That's not appealing to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people.
You have to do what
people.
You gotta do.
It's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's a biggish place and the room's biggish, but yeah, it's still a lot of people.
Then that drive would suck. Well, for where I work.
Yeah, for where you work, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so you went to that...
I went to Arroyo Seco Music Festival.
Music Festival, yeah.
The first of its kind.
And oh, really?
Pretty much everyone... Well, not first of its kind. There's a bunch of music festivals.
First of that one.
That one. I like music festivals now because they're very catered towards old people.
Mm-hmm. You've already become an old person.
Well, it's awesome because you get to bring chairs and blankets.
Yeah, good point.
And then there's good food there and good beer.
Mm-hmm.
So we got...
That's a good point. You don't have to like... For like Coachella or other big festivals catered to young people, like they're like, they'll take anything, they'll sleep on the dirt.
Just give them tater tots and put bad nacho cheese on the top of them.
Yeah, that's not going to prevent them from going.
And
but
then
if
charge
it's...
them $12 for that. And I'm like, this is not food. And then like this last one we went and got, there's this, well, Spicy Pie has been at Coachella too, but
yeah,
it's like $8 slices of pizza. Mm-hmm. And they're like really good pizza, but you can only get it at music festivals. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have a storefront.
Really?
It's crazy. It's so good.
Yeah.
And then we got, they had a lot of like microbreweries.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some Smog City Pilsners that was really yummy.
Nice.
We got this Agua Fresca from this Mexican place that was in LA, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the festival. We got some popsicles. A lot of good food. Pupusas. Yeah.
Good stuff. Food.
I saw Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. I saw The Shins. I saw Tom Petty. I saw Fits in the Tantrums. I saw Mumford and Sons. I saw Broken Social Scene. I saw Andrew Grammer. I think that's it. I took a bath for an hour and a half.
Really? A bath?
Well, not a bath for an hour and a half. I took I think it was an hour and a half long bath. Wow. I watched all of Deadpool a lot because like my sister and her friend, I went with my sister and her friend
mm-hmm.
and we went up Friday. I don't know if it's just like a new thing, but lately whenever I've been checking into a hotel, they offer me like a drink.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Maybe I've just been going to hotels more lately because like when I was a kid, I'd go to hotels, but I'd go with like my parents and they obviously wouldn't offer a little kid a drink.
They offer you a drink like...
Like, they offered us, like, blue champagne. That was, like, the house champagne or whatever.
Yeah. Huh.
And that was cool. Like, when we checked in. Mm-hmm. So, like, we check in, we get a free drink.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Go back up to the room. We slept and then went to Earth Cafe, then went to the festival.
This is, like, a two-day thing?
Or? Yeah. So, then on Sunday, my sister and her friend went to, had, like, this baby shower thing they were going to. Mm-hmm. So, they left me in the hotel room that mm-hmm. morning. And there's, like, a hot tub. And I was, like, I'm just going to sit in the hot tub and watch Deadpool.
Nice.
I did that.
That's pretty relaxing.
I was like, I haven't been in a bath in forever.
Yeah.
And so then we went to the festival and got home at like 1 that night. And then went to work the next day. And I was like, this is a killer.
Yeah.
So Yeah, besides that, it hasn't really been too crazy, though. I started drinking Soylent, which is like that.
Oh, yeah.
That meal replacement drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Have you done it for multiple days? Multiple?
Not like, full not replacement. Hardcore, yeah. Not full replacement, but like...
Well, they don't recommend going full replacement, right?
They do recommend going full replacement.
Oh,
they
really?
Said you, well, they
right
said,
away?
They said you, not right... Well, they said you can.
Huh. Be interesting to go right away.
I think
to
you
it.
Have to, like... I like to taste it.
I would like to
I think it's pretty tasty. Like,
okay, yeah.
So if it's pretty tasty, I have no problem with it, but... Yeah, that's about it. That's...
Yeah.
Can't think of anything too exciting.
Yeah. We had a game night.
But... We had game night. That was fun. We went to that board game store.
Oh, we checked
game
that
chest
out.
In Mission Viejo.
That was cool. Who knew Mission Viejo could support a game store?
Yeah.
But definitely they can.
With the back room.
Yeah. With games going on.
Yeah. And drinking.
Yeah.
And drugging.
Well, we didn't see any drugging.
No, we didn't see any drugging.
Obviously, I didn't.
I didn't even. I consider Dungeons and Dragons a drug, though.
Yeah, true. You get pretty amped up and
endorphins.
Yeah, and you get some adrenaline.
But yeah, I really can't think of anything.
Anything crazy happened in the world these couple weeks?
North Korea fired off that missile.
Yeah.
You think, and it was a
they're kind of, haven't they been doing that though? Like,
no, but this was like a real ICBM.
Mm.
Two stage.
Yeah, this is, things are not escalating in a good direction.
It's like crazy. I've been, like, when I talk to someone and they're like, I have no idea what's going on in the world. And I'm like, but it's important.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, I wonder what it's like to live in your world where you just don't know anything that's going on.
Yeah. I think, yeah. America's got to be one of the...
When it starts affecting you.
Like, as far as Western countries, they got to be, like, one of the most misinformed, right? I'm just thinking because we're so far away
from everything.
Globally,
or... No, I'm saying, like, even they don't know what's going on in the United
States
really? Either.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, oh, do you hear about this?
I mean, that's, like, I feel like more people know now than...
Than before.
Have known.
I'm watching a lot of British panel shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Game shows.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I was like, this is why I want to get famous, just so I could be on one of these.
These British game shows?
Yeah, there's a show called 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've talked... Have I talked to you about it?
No.
Really difficult game.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you choose, like, random assortment of vowels and consonants out of 9.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to try to make as long of a word out of those letters as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fun. I bought the board game version of it from the UK. It's being sent over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. But
Yeah, my brother was flipping through like the game show channel.
Buzzer.
My brother.
Was it called Buzzer?
No.
There's one called Buzzer and they play all these old ones.
Oh. No, I think it's just a game show network. Uh-huh. But they're playing this game called like the Idiot Test or whatever.
Oh, weird.
It's so dumb. Like it was like a... We only watched for a couple minutes because
like,
it was
are
like...
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? But is it like an old one or is it a new one?
It's old, I think.
Like really old?
Like I never... No. It's like... it's hard to tell what year. But like, it's just like two groups and it's confusing because they're just like... They're just asking questions and about this picture. Like, tell me which one is like... Like, what does this guy use to wake up or whatever? And there's a bunch of images and then he's like, oh, the clock. And it's like...
It's an American television show.
It's bizarre. Because we didn't get through enough to know maybe it changes, but like it just seemed the concept is they talk to the people for a minute, they show you the thing, they pick the right answer real quick, and then it goes to the next person, and then they start interviewing them, and they're telling jokes back. It's really weird.
Did you know this show is still running?
It's still on?
It started in 2014.
Yeah.
It runs on Game Show Network.
Oh, I didn't know they had new stuff on Game Show Network.
It's hosted by Ben Glebe. He's a podcaster.
Yeah, it's such a weird show. I don't know.
Oh, it's called Idiot Test.
Idiot
like,
Test, yeah.
It's one word.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of, like, I assume it gets harder, maybe not. I don't know. But it was like such dumb stuff. I was like, this is all obvious. But it's like, I guess play on words. You're like, which one of these is nutty? And it shows a picture of like three crazy old people. And then it shows a picture of like almond butter. And
that's
like almond
so
butter
stupid.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
And they picked it right away. We only watched like for like a couple minutes.
I'm gonna watch it and I'll get back to you.
You tell me like if it progresses.
See, that's the thing I like about watching 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, mm-hmm. which you can watch on YouTube, cough, cough.
Yeah.
But I watch it after Jeopardy mm-hmm. because it is so difficult. It yeah. makes Jeopardy look like a cakewalk.
And oh, really?
Because like
there's like it's a that hard. See, this a letter shows component. The opposite. You're like, this is so easy. What's going on?
For 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, there's a letter component and there's a math component where you choose big numbers and small numbers. So it's like small numbers are 1 through 10. Big numbers are like 25, 75, or 100 mm-hmm. or higher.
Yeah.
And you choose five of the or six of those numbers, and then they show a target number, and you have to try to use those numbers to get to the target number. So it's like 100 times 2 plus 75 minus 3 times 4 equals like blah blah blah, and like you have to try, and I'm like, how the hell do these guys get it in like 30 seconds?
Yeah,
and they have like the, we'll watch it, we'll watch a little bit after
yeah, yeah.
This.
Interesting.
And is so 8 out of 10 Cats Does like, Countdown
yeah
is the funny like comedian famous people version of the show called Countdown, which is a daily show
mm-hmm.
during the day.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, so I've been watching that a lot. And
yeah, there are a lot of game shows.
I play it with like a pad of paper.
Yeah, do all the math.
I try. It's hard, man.
Yeah.
But
there is it. Do they select smart shows?
What do you mean?
Or smart people? Sorry.
No,
smart
they're all like comedians and stuff.
Oh,
it's pretty funny. That's the thing, and it's entertaining. It's really entertaining to me.
Yeah, because there's not besides Jeopardy. Are there any more shows that specifically target, like, go after smart people? Because I think game shows are more about people like story nowadays.
What about like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That used to, maybe they went back to it. I think they may have went back to
like
it.
There was a daytime version and a nighttime version.
Yeah. They may have went, wait, was there a time, has it always been Smart People?
I always thought it was.
No.
Because you had to do like the hot shot or whatever it's called.
That was how it used to be. And now they, well, like, I haven't watched it recently, so, but I know there
but
was
I know
a time.
They added like a bunch of lifelines and stuff. They added like 5 lifelines.
Oh, really?
And
yeah, I think I still just know the original. But like, I know before there was
ask
like
an expert.
There were like 10 people. They were all smart. You had to pick the first person to get the answer becomes the guy on the seat.
Yeah.
But then later it just became they kept picking people, and the questions got dumbed down because
people didn't
they were
like
picking being normal people.
Yeah.
So it was like, I like it's good. Like
sometimes
too many
I watch Jeopardy though, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with these people?
They know stuff
when they yeah. don't get no when they oh. don't know stuff.
Yeah, but then that you should feel like, smart because you know they're
yeah,
smart.
But one guy but when the other day, it was in the 1960s, this person used the pseudonym M.T. Lotz to buy large areas of land in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
One person guessed, was it? I forgot who. The other person guessed Donald Trump.
Yeah.
No one got it right, and the answer was Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Because it was like the 1960s. Come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not like
Donald Trump.
Thinking of the history.
Donald Trump bought land when he was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
Acres and acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 600 acres of land or something. It was like crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, what an idiot.
Yeah. But like at least that, as opposed to looking at people that are dumb and answering like even like dumb.
I'm gonna find
questions.
It. Okay. In the 1960s, M.T. Lott was one of the fictitious names he used to buy 27,000 acres in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is...
Why did he use a fictitious name?
Because he didn't want people to know he was buying up all these lands, so he had a lot of empty companies, God. Or empty shell companies and stuff, used to buy all the land, but mm-hmm. he didn't want anyone to like hike up the price.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, but some people don't view it that way.
I'm sure they don't.
I want to know what the people guessed, though. But yeah. Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, someone's guessed Hoffa.
Mm-hmm.
One person guessed Trump, and one person did guess Walt Disney, and they won. But I was like, dude, Trump? 27,000 acres?
Yeah.
Trump, come on. In the 60s?
That is not
come
a-
on.
I think anyways, he's just infected the
zeitgeist.
Country. Yeah, so it's like...
Everything has to be Trump.
Yeah. So, I think that's what's happened.
Yeah. Probably. Anyways, that's what my life has been the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's it. That's all. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Come back next week. We'll talk about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Probably. We'll talk about
yes.
a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.